T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, if this is Jerry Jones' version of all in, I think we have to change the definition of all in. I was led to believe, Parloff, all in meant doing a lot to help your team win, not signing Eric Kendricks here in the fourth day of free agency or what have you.
Well, wait. That's their second big move. What about that long snapper they
ate? Oh, pardon me.
I don't even know if they signed a long snapper in day three of free agency. All in, Maggie.
Listen, you got to get that long snapper position shored up. Welcome to the show, by the way. Maggie Gray, Andrew Parloff, good morning. It's not just that you get the Eric Kendricks signing in. This is Eric Kendricks. This is a guy who had his best season in 2019. That was when I was pregnant with my first child, who now can turn on Netflix by himself and put a movie on it. It's not, it's something, but it's not the thing. And he's going to end up playing a significant part in this defense because he has familiarity with Mike Zimmer, the new defensive coordinator, and you have to have somebody help stop the run. The linebacker core had to be shored up, and so far, Parloff, this is just a Band-Aid. I don't see any real positive change here with the Cowboys trying to get better.
Yeah, I mean, Eric Kendricks signed with the Niners reportedly first, who I think he was going to be sort of a backup there. So this isn't even a real, if this was any other team, we wouldn't even be talking about Eric Kendricks. But here's the thing, you can't go into a report, Jerry Jones, and say, listen, people, I'm all out. All out, and that's what they are. They're all out. And you can't say it because they're not restructuring Dak for whatever reason. Dak is now involved in some legal issues. I don't know why they're not restructuring Dak, but that decision to not do that now meant that they were not going to be a player at all in free agency. So that is, by definition, all out. They're much closer to all out than all in. They're basically saying, our salary cap is screwed. We're not going to do anything about it. So we're going to sit here and let our opponents add players and not be part of this. It's the opposite. It's the exact opposite of all in. That means that I actually think, if you look at it objectively, they're rebuilding.
And that's a little scary. I mean, listen, I think that this is a thing with the Cowboys. At least you're starting from a place of where you're a 12-1 team. So you already are a good team. But again, you had glaring holes, especially trying to stop the run. You haven't done anything to address it in free agency. That feels like a mistake. This is a team that's supposed to be competing for Super Bowls, though. This is not a team that's supposed to be rebuilding. This is what I see. I see a team that with the two of the most important pieces of the franchise, which is quarterback and head coach.
Yep.
At least today, sitting here on March 14th, it feels like they are ready to go into lame duck seasons with both of those two guys. And if you go into the final year of a Dak deal and a Mike McCarthy deal, you are essentially putting those guys squarely on the hot seat, guaranteeing no type of future. And if anything goes wrong, this thing goes completely off the rails. You go on a 3-game losing streak, you may lose the season.
Right. That's kind of what I was getting at with rebuild. The fact that they are not extending Dak means that they might just want him for 1 year. And they're losing their Hall of Fame left tackle, likely. Although there's a report I read this morning that they might try and get back in on Tyron Smith. So he's gone. So they're not just staying the same as a 12-win team. They're getting worse from a 12-win team. So in that sense, don't you get a sense that it could be, all right, we'll give Dak one more shot, just as you mentioned, and then we'll start with a rookie quarterback next year. That sounds like a rebuild.
It sounds like not what Cowboys fans were promised. And I know that general managers and coaches lie, and they lie at the combine, and we talk about lying season and all that. But this feels different because this wasn't a lie like, oh, so-and-so's our quarterback for now, or, oh, we're going to have to wait and see on an offer, or maybe we're not trading this guy and we end up trading him. This felt like a promise to the fan base in the wake of a devastating playoff loss and now going back on that. And you and I have talked about this. Re-signing CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons is not all in. That is taking care of business. That's just the status quo. You drafted those guys. You're developing those guys. It's a no-brainer that you would extend them. That's what good franchises do. But that's not what all in was supposed to mean. Well, by any definition.
But I think this is a owner lying to himself, not his fans. I don't think Jerry Jones was trying to fool anybody. I think he thought, you know, I'm in my 80s. We're going to go all in. But then somebody told him, listen, you have no salary cap space to go all in. And
Jerry,
you got,
here's the facts and figures.
Yeah, you got to sign Micah Parsons. Well, you did a Jerry voice to Jerry. Yeah. I don't know if that really works. But they have nothing. They had to get Micah Parsons. He's obviously the future of this franchise. So I think he did want to go all in. I don't think he was lying to the fans. I think he was lying to himself.
It's possible. 855-212-4CBS. You're welcome to weigh in, Cowboy fans, because you see that Eric Kendrick signs and you're supposed to what? Rejoice? You got a body. I mean, good. And you have somebody who's probably going to be wearing the microphone in their helmet to get the defensive signal calls from Mike Zimmer because he has familiarity with the defense. Now, here's the other part of this. And I try to resist doing this, Perloff, because you and I know free agency doesn't cure everything. You know, to get it to be a really good team, you still have to draft well and develop well. And that's something that the Cowboys have done. But you watch what else is going on in the division. And these teams are not sitting on their hands. You know, your Philadelphia Eagles, who are also a very good team that had a really, you know, bad end of the season, you're making meaningful upgrades. You're making meaningful additions. The the Washington Commanders, who are going to start with a rookie quarterback, they're trying to set that rookie quarterback up with some talent around them and have added, what, 6 players on the defense? By the way, it's your former defensive coordinator who's now their head coach. So Dan Quinn's got all the company secrets. Mm-hmm. That's a team that may not be a walkover anymore. And you also have the Giants, who I'm not very high on. They got rid of Saquon Barkley, fine, but they did bring in Brian Burns. I mean, it's not like they're doing nothing. Yeah. The Cowboys are doing nothing. And that's the other part of it that would bother me if I'm a Cowboy.
But what can they do? I mean, there's not.
You got to restructure Dak to free up some of this space. But the Chiefs restructured Mahomes. The Bills restructured Josh Allen. You got to do it.
But I think fans don't want Dak there long term. That's the sense I've gotten this all offseason, that fans that right now we're in March want Mike McCarthy gone and want Dak gone. I think people are probably okay in Dallas, and I'm sort of making a leap of faith here, that it's a lame duck year for McCarthy. I don't think they want to build around him, and I don't think they want to build around Dak. I think they're taking their medicine this year. And, you know, Dan Quinn has kind of raided that team, too. Yeah. So he's saying their personnel is definitely going to be worse last year. And you saw the playoff game. Did they look like a team that was ready to take the next step? You could run all over this team like crazy, and they're just not going to have the money to fix that.
Again, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's just something where it's beyond noticeable. Because I was under the impression, because of what the owner has said and the GM, that this is a team that's on the cusp for competing for Super Bowls. And you're watching the other teams around you getting better and you're not doing anything. And it feels like you're not doing anything. And it's not because you can't. It's just because you won't. Or because you haven't yet. Well, because you can't. You could have restructured Dak. You could have gone into this with a different type of mentality. They're choosing not to.
I have to ask you, Maggie Gray, would you give Dak 5 years, whatever, million? Would you do it?
Listen,
it's a tough call.
It'd be 5 years, but really 3 years, and you play that dancing game. I probably would, just because this is the bet I've made, you know? this is because you can't just say, what do I do today? You got to look back at all of the decisions that got you here. And the decision that got you here is you were never developing anyone behind Dak Prescott. Mm. You let him have his way in negotiations. He had all the leverage in the world over you twice. And so now you're going to, play hardball now after you promised the fan base all in?
Yeah, and who's playing running back? Unless I'm missing it overnight. Did they sign anyone? Because I don't believe.
You know, that's one of the things where, we've watched guys get drafted.
Yeah, it's a notoriously weak running back draft.
Well,
there's one player, Jonathan Brooks, and he's coming off an injury. Is your next
Achane there? You know, is your next Isaiah Pacheco? I'm not saying you can bank on that, but of all the positions I have to fill, running back is the one I'm least concerned about.
That's fair. But this is a team that relies on running back a lot. And I think you saw Tony Pollard not being a workhorse running back really hurt them last year.
and he got a contract.
Yeah, I mean, I just see nothing but negative headlines coming out of this. I actually, and you know, I'm an Eagles fan. I don't root for the Cowboys, but I'm disappointed because I was actually fell for a little of the all-in thing.
You definitely did.
I was like, all in, let's go. Let's extend Dak. Let's give gigantic kick the can. I like Dak. Kick the can now with Micah Parsons and CD. Huge contracts. And then let's bring in some defense players because it's good for the NFL if the Cowboys are good. I definitely see them. There's no 12 wins. They have this pattern where they win this, have the same record 3 years in a row. They always do this. They're going to fall off of 12. I don't think that's happening again.
EJ, you like what the Cowboys are doing this offseason.
I think to steal the line from the Jets quarterback, who used to be the Packers quarterback, R-E-L-A-X, relax. Okay.
Are you quoting Aaron Rodgers today?
Yeah, well, quoting that, I'm not quoting anything else from him.
that's the last thing you guys agree on.
Yes, exactly. But look, the Cowboys are working from a position of strength. This is not a team. Yes, they got eliminated in the wild card round. But this is not a team that was a 9-win team or a team that suffered some. They had a collapse in one game, but it wasn't some massive collapse where they lost 4 out of 5. I don't mean to pick on the Eagles. I'm just saying.
Right.
They lost 4 out of 5, and nobody knew what the hell was going on. They need this radical change. They had a great end to the season, and they just didn't show up in the playoffs. It was bizarre. Nobody understood
it. They let up 48 points.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Okay.
But I don't look at that and say, okay, this is this roster that just needs this massive overhaul. Ooh. They had one bad game, and they keep having one bad game. We're trying to figure out why that is. I think that's more of a locker room thing that they got to figure out in terms of just personality and preparation. That's not, hey, let's just grab these shiny objects in free agency. I don't want to hear about a running back and say, oh, everybody that's signing a running back is stupid, but the Cowboys not signing a running back is also stupid. I don't think that makes any sense.
No. You're right. Running back, you can't, you know, if you're going to hoot and holler about running back, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. I'll agree with you. But you did touch on something there, which is, yes, we saw what happened with Perloff's Philadelphia Eagles and how they faltered down the stretch. And then we started asking questions about the locker room and the culture and who the leaders are and all of that. It wasn't exactly the same, but it's not like the Cowboys were immune to that also. You know, there was family members calling out Dak Prescott on Twitter.
Yeah.
You weren't getting big, strong, like, defenses coming from the players who actually were related to those family members. It got messy.
But I just don't think that, and I don't want to make this an Eagles segment, but I don't think how the Eagles are trying to solve it is the right way to solve it.
Right.
I don't think signing a bunch of shiny objects is going to all of a sudden let those problems go away. I think the Cowboys know their problems are internal, so they got to fix it internally. Now, when I look at the other teams that are these top playoff teams, and I don't mean like the Packers because they were a team that was a 9-win team, but do I see the Lions making these radical moves? Do I see the Chiefs making these radical moves?
No, but they're stacked.
49ers. Newsflash, the Cowboys are stacked too.
Not anymore.
Look at the amount of pro. Who did they lose? Look at the amount of pro.
Blood George Armstrong, Tyler Beatus, Tyron Smith.
I mean
a Hall of Fame left tackle. That's a pretty big deal.
I'm not crazy about Armstrong. Smith.
He kills the Eagles. I mean, you should be crazy. He's going to go off next year, I think.
Okay, Washington, good luck with that. The losing your center is tough. And Beatus, he's been a great center, and that's not great. But they don't have money.
By the way,
you can't keep those guys.
This is the problem.
That's true.
This is the problem. We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, by the way. And this is the problem it wasn't shiny objects. To me, it was actually areas of need, not luxury items. Not running backs. It was linebackers. And
linebacker is like the second least important position besides running backs in the NFL now.
Not if you watched how they got stomped by the run.
Okay.
And Mike Zimmer is a guy who's brought in to try to stop the run, but who are the pieces that he's going to be stopping the run with? And don't tell me Leighton Vander Esch, because that guy can't stay healthy.
No.
And don't tell me Marvion Overshawn, who's never taken a snap before in the NFL, although they think he's going to be good. I haven't seen it.
He's my favorite player, and I love his name.
It's a cool name.
What point do you actually decide, hey, we're actually going to invest and develop the guys we have? Like, it can't always just be, all right, the young guys we have, we're still trying to see where they're going to be, so let's just sign some old guys.
You have both, and I think, but that's the thing. You need both, right? I think that you can develop from within, but where's the stabilizing force? Because Eric Kendricks, again, his best year was 2019. We're far away from that.
And I agree. I wasn't crazy about the Kendricks move still, but again, there's a whole draft that's going to happen. Like, you can get a good linebacker in the second round if you want to do that. Like, you can get a guy who can plug in and start. That's how, linebackers aren't that valuable in the draft anymore, so you can get a guy who's really good. Running backs, you can get a fourth rounder or a fifth rounder that can come in and start. And then the trade market will set itself up once this free agency is over. I just think that the Cowboys, This is not some team that, again, had some massive collapse that is so dearth of talent.
Right.
That,
but by the way,
that they need to rehaul everything. They need to figure out, hey, why do we keep not showing up in big games?
EJ, they were just as bad down the stretch as the Eagles, by the way. They totally were. They were stumbling and fumbling. They got blown. I'm looking at their schedule. Blown out by the Bills. Lost to the Dolphins. Right. Then they got a gift from Dan Campbell to win a game.
Right.
And so they lost two out of their last four. They should have lost three of their last four. And then they got blown out of the playoffs.
No, you can't say they should have lost three of their last four.
No, that Lions game.
The Lions game, they almost gave away, but they were dominating that game.
They were given a gift.
They were Mike up two McCarthy's, scores. What do you mean?
No, Mike McCarthy's clock management well, that was right. so but again, beyond not... atrocious. Only Dan Campbell came back with the haymaker. Going for it after
Regardless,
two penalties.
But the Bills game was a blueprint to beat the Cowboys. Everyone saw that. They just hand the ball off a million times, and the Cowboys are not built to stop the run, and they haven't addressed that. And you know why they haven't addressed that, and they're going to have to develop young players? Because Dak Prescott's taking the whole salary cap. This is the problem. You do not have a well-built team because so much of it's going to Dak. There's no solution here. It's definitely going the wrong way.
I just think that the problems are somewhat in the margins. I don't look at this team and say, well, you know what, if they don't go out there and sign four or five big name guys that they won't be able to fix this stuff. And again, yes, you had that terrible game against the Packers where you had a team that was, quite frankly, tailor made to beat them. Aaron Jones always kills them. The Packers have a great running game in terms of Matt LaFleur and how they this all Shanahan stuff, zone blocking. So they got killed. The Bills found the weakness, they got killed. But guess what? The Lions didn't kill them on the run. The Dolphins didn't kill them on the run.
Dolphins had 19 injured players for that game and won that game. The Cowboys were not the same.
But they didn't get killed on the run. I don't see this team and say, okay, if they don't sign 400 guys, that they're gonna all of a sudden win 9 games extra. I just don't see them like that.
Do you see them taking a step forward?
Maybe. Honestly, I think part of this is a lack of maturity. Like, I really don't look at their roster and say, and no roster is perfect. I can point to the Chiefs and say, hey, they don't got receivers. Hey, this team don't got that. Right. Like, every team, you're not going to have a perfect team. You're going to have teams that have strengths and weaknesses. Do I look at a team and say, hey, if they don't, you know, prepare better, if Mike McCarthy doesn't show up ready to coach a playoff game, that they can't win a playoff game next year? Of course they could.
Okay, so that's interesting, though. If you're thinking that, and we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, of course, they finally made a signing yesterday, and da-da-da-da, Eric Kendricks, whose best year was in 2019, is going to have to be a starter on this defense. It's been an underwhelming free agency period for the Dallas Cowboys, but, you know, saying that there's immaturity on this team is another interesting thing, because this is not a young team. This is not, you know, you might have some young players here or there with a still maybe emerging CeeDee Lamb and, you know.
CeeDee Lamb and Michael Parsons are young. Those are their young leaders.
Okay. Those are young guys and those are young leaders. But at quarterback, you're not young. You have a Super Bowl winning head coach. You've still got DeMarcus Lawrence who's been around. You have enough guys who've seen enough and been around in Dallas long enough to understand what it's like to play for the Cowboys. The immaturity, that's a problem. That's definitely a problem because this is not the Packers who are the youngest team in the NFL and you can forgive a couple mistakes here.
And that's totally fine. And I've been saying that. I think leadership is an issue. I keep saying if you're pointing to your pass rusher 24-year-old as your leader, I think that that's a problem. Again, do I think that's something that's going to be solved by signing Danielle Hunter? I just don't think so. I don't think that fixes leadership issues or maturity issues. I think that that's experience. I think that's just going through the motions of being an NFL star. And I think some of these guys just got to mature. And I like the Cowboy thing has been weird, but I don't see this urgency that was necessary. And that's why Jerry Jones saying that was so stupid, because there was no reason to say we're all in. You were a 12-win team last year. We already know you're all in. You don't need to say, oh, we're all in. We're going to get more stars and stars we already have. It didn't make any sense.
Well, Carl thinks they're on a cusp of a rebound.
Any single play, you saw against the Packers, there's one target. Dak will only throw to CeeDee Lamb in the playoffs. It happened 2 years in a row, and I know they tried with Brandon Cooks and it didn't work, but they're not built the right way. They're not built the right way.
This is the best receiver draft in, like, 50 years.
You're depending on a bunch of 21-year-olds to take them to the next level in the NFC. I feel like rookies... very dicey. Yes, you're right. There could be great receivers, but that's a big if. There's no Isaiah Pacheco. You're telling me every seventh round running back is a new Isaiah Pacheco? It's not that easy.
No.
But the Cowboys have drafted extremely well, and that's another thing why I also give them a lot of grace, too. If you look at the drafts the past 4 or 5 years, they've drafted guys that have come in and started and played. So they've been the blueprint for being the team that's not to say, hey, let's just go sign guys and find our solutions there. They had a backup who went in and had like 11 picks last year.
But they were going all in.
Let's not say blueprint for that. I mean, they have drafted well, but we're only 1 year away from Brandon Cooks, Stephon Gilmore. I mean, they dabble. They've definitely dabbled.
It was a mistake.
It was a mistake, but it doesn't mean that you stop when you have an area of need. That's my point. Just because you know, these didn't pay the massive dividends that you were hoping for. And actually, Gilmore at times really had to step up. But it doesn't mean you say, well, guess that didn't work. So what, do we shut down the free agency department of our scouting? Like, it just doesn't, that doesn't make sense either. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Where are you on this with the Cowboys? Perloff and I, not impressed. EJ says, everyone, R-E-L-A-X.
Relax.
I'm kind of thrilled as an Eagles fan. This is finally, because the Cowboys were starting to kill us. this is exciting times in Philly, baby.
Oh, clip that. 855-212-4227. Coming up, it was almost felt like a statistical anomaly. Never seen anything like this before. Maybe high school game, something like that. We'll get to that next. Your phone calls on the Cowboys. Don't move. It's Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio.
Back on Maggie and Perloff, still breaking down NFL free agency, which became official last night. So we got a bunch of tweets saying these guys sign. Most of us already knew when legal tampering that these guys signed. But I guess the Eagles signed Saquon Barkley. Came out at 4 o'clock yesterday.
Congrats again.
Yeah, congrats again, exactly. The league became official. We had a bunch of cuts yesterday. Kirk Cousins spoke to the media. There's just so much going on in the NFL. It never ends, Meg.
No, but meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys do nothing. So they signed Eric Kendricks yesterday, and it's barely worth a headline, you know, because this is not what we thought All In looks like. Let's go to the phones for a moment. 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is in Oregon. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, you guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great. What's in your mind today?
Great. I know this is far-fetched, but Mike McCarthy is, I'm sure, is going to be on a short lease. With Jimmy Johnson being now on the advisory board of the Cowboys, is it a possibility that Mike McCarthy is going to get fired after he screws up the season, which he will, and they bring Jimmy Johnson in on interim basis and change the culture completely?
Man, Kevin, I love sports talk radio on days like this. Thank you so much for that call. A bring back Jimmy Johnson. Is he 85?
That would be,
he's 80.
He's 80. Okay. Yeah,
it'd be the
good.
Single best move of the entire year. They got Jimmy, even the race car driver, Jimmy Johnson.
Can Jimmy Johnson coach the Cowboys from Key West over Zoom? If you have a really strong connection, Wi-Fi connection, you could do that in real time.
You know, we haven't talked about Dan Quinn leaving. Well, you mentioned it, but I would say that was the one adult in the coaching staff, kind of in a way. But then they got torched in the playoffs and the defense didn't show up at all. So maybe that's not a loss. But I still see, I mean, how are they going to get to 12 wins? Explain this to me. I just do not see it at all. The time of 12-5 is over, Maggie. Now we're looking at 9-8.
Oof, that is grim. We say good morning to our CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Hello, you can always listen to us on the absolutely free to download Odyssey app, and it's crystal clear if you're ever going through you know, bad spots or going through rolling hills or whatever. SiriusXM channel 158, or you can watch the show because, God, are we good looking. YouTube.com/CBS Sports Radio, Twitch.tv/CBS Sports Radio, where Zephyr is in the chat who said, kind of early for this one, but which head coach is most likely not to make the whole season? I believe the Mike McCarthy discussion is maybe what prompted that question. He's not getting fired midseason, I don't think.
No way.
No.
Oh, I don't know. Why not?
That's not Jerry's style.
Jerry, like, will hang on.
Yeah.
Like,
Jerry will hang on. No, I know, but I think that it's changed a little bit. Like, time is running out here, Jerry. You got to make a move.
We said that last year.
I know, and he came back. But I think if they're a losing team, I think McCarthy's going to take the first bullet.
I think Dennis Allen could be on the hot seat a little bit in New Orleans, but it's like if a tree falls, like, does anyone care about the future and fate of Dennis Allen?
But New Orleans, if Derek Carr is on the field, they're going to win some football games. I don't see them being terrible, terrible. What about, I mean, if Sean Payton and the Broncos are shaping up to be really bad, there's
impossible.
I'm just looking at the bad teams, and
traded a first round pick and a second round pick for Sean Payton. No shot they fire him.
I'm looking at the people at the very bottom of the odds, and most of them have new coaches. So I don't know. You're not going to fire a new coach when you're in Raheem Morris or somebody. They're fine.
No, I mean, unless you're Nate Hackett trying 64-yard field goals in Seattle.
Yeah.
Not Mile High.
The even, Jets.
Oh, yeah, Robert
Saleh. That's interesting.
Pete, thank you for bringing that up. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers has made all the types of wrong headlines over the last day. But would they do that to Rodgers? Would they fire a coach midseason? I know McCarthy got fired midseason when he was with the Packers, but they're trying to project stability, even though it's not real. I don't know if they're going to fire a coach midseason.
How about Doug Peterson? Is he going to get in trouble?
I think the Jaguars are going to be awful this year. Awful is hard. I think they could be in last place.
We'll talk about the pressure on Trevor Lawrence in just a moment with everyone else in that division making some big upgrades. Andrew Bogish is here. What's the Dingle Surf Shop? That's your shirt today if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah, this is Dingle is a port town, a sea town in Ireland. This is from my trip to Ireland last year. Didn't know they had surfing in Ireland, but they do, at least in Dingle.
Feels like that water would be cold.
I don't think it's a year-round exercise. Unless you're going like full wetsuit.
Well, everybody Silly probably me. Wears a wetsuit there.
Yeah, but I even still think it's just at some point.
I have friends who surf in Long Island in the winter. You can surf it. If you're wearing a wetsuit, you can surf in any temperature.
How warm does a wetsuit keep you?
Like, really warm.
Is it? Because I've seen, and I know friends too who surf in all climates, and I don't know. Just watching them in that cold water makes me think, you know what? Nope, can't do it. But they're wearing the wetsuit. I'm like, maybe there's something about this I'm missing.
I think Tom Brady used to wear one under his uniform for cold games in Foxborough.
Yeah, I think I did hear it. Or was it scuba gear?
I think it was a scuba suit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, but a wetsuit isn't a scuba suit, though, right? It's not that seems more extreme.
You're right. I got them confused.
But, I mean, it seems like all the California surfers, because California water is notoriously cold, they all seem to wear it, and I'm like, wow, I guess that really keeps them super warm.
It's really hard to have
Did you surf in Ireland? Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Never surfed anywhere.
Remember Brady had that giant coat for years that everyone made fun of? Because he had a scuba pack on the back. It was really difficult.
Yeah. Taking oxygen in?
Yeah. He actually wore a full scuba gear for the game. But I think
the snorkel was weird.
I think we have a show bet here. Something, if EJ loses, he has to go out into the freezing water in a wetsuit. Just to see it. You're curious.
Our asses off with the wrestling singlet. Let's do one cold challenge at a time. By the way, I saw a friend from WWE yesterday. I'll fill you in on that later. Bogish headlines, hello.
Yep, they're sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we can save you hundreds on your car insurance. Is this men's college basketball's best current dynasty?
Jones can just dribble out this clock. 10 seconds left. And for the fourth consecutive year and Patriot League record, seventh time, the Colgate Raiders are the champions of the Patriot League and are heading back to the NCAA tournament.
Pat McCarthy on Westwood One, four straight, five of the last six, and as you heard, seven total Patriot League auto bids for Colgate after a 74-55 rout of Lehigh. Not far behind is Montana State, the Bobcats, with a three-peat at the Big Sky Tourney, 85-70 over Montana last night. And McNeese State's dancing in year one under Will Wade, the guy who got fired from LSU because of fairly egregious recruiting violations. The Cowboys dumping Nichols, 92-76 in the Southland finale. McNeese State had 11 consecutive losing seasons before Wade showed up.
Bogus, you know Colgate is legitimately one of my teams. Like, that is no joke.
Why do they never win, though? Because I feel like they're a team that people want to pick in the bracket because they are really good, but then they get to March and they don't show up.
I don't know. I haven't watched as much since Donald Foyle left 23 years ago, but I grew up spending my entire summers in Hamilton, New York, the small town where Colgate is. My mom was born there. My grandfather was the mayor of Hamilton, New York in the 50s. Yeah,
that's super
Colgate
cool.
is my jam. That's my team.
So this is the one team you've held on to for forever.
No, Syracuse. I was born in Syracuse, so when they're good, and my family's from North Carolina, Tar Heel fan, and Villanova because of Philly. Those are the immediate
claims. And that's it, guys.
Those are the
Just those four. And that's it. Meanwhile, also, you went to Dartmouth, but they're not.
No. And Houston Cougars.
Right. Yeah,
Houston Cougars.
That's
Purdue.
Six,
I'm seven. A lifelong Boilermaker because I figured out what a Boilermaker was earlier this week.
The Cougar thing I still don't quite get.
Like, Case Keenum.
And I'm a but Cougar for fans. I meant Houston Cougar.
No, my good friend Case Keenum
know,
turned me on to Houston
I'm saying,
Cougars.
Because your friend's a Houston Cougar. You're a Houston Cougar fan.
Well, to be fair, Case did play there for a decade.
Yeah, that's
I know,
true.
But like, still, like, I have friends who went, I don't know, Andrea, was, my girlfriend went to Penn. I'm not a Penn fan.
Oh, yeah, because why would you be? They're not number one in the nation.
They have the coolest basketball arena in the world, maybe, the Palestra.
This bit we did at Dan Patrick Show where I dressed up as a Houston Cougars cheerleader and had the flag and ran around the stadium. Ever since then, don't ask.
Okay, well, don't ask.
Why don't you dress up as a team cheerleader?
I think we got it.
Yeah. I wasn't there for that.
I don't know what else we could ask about.
Yeah, luckily I was not dressed like a woman cheerleader. I was wearing the full male cheerleader.
Well, that's actually right. What we should ask.
Thank I have you. To be honest, it was a thrill to be a male cheerleader. If you guys have ever seen the movie Bring It On, it is really cool.
What is thrilling about that. It?
I don't know. You just like, you get out there, you get in front of the crowd and you're screaming, let's go. And you're wearing the silly costume and those tight pants. And everyone's like, yes, it's all, it's the second best thing to be a player. It was so amazing. I was running around with a big H flag and I was like, go Cougar. I jumped on a bandwagon faster and harder than anyone ever has.
I got to tell you guys something. Me and Perloff were sitting courtside at a Knicks game, and
you guys should mention that
he was more excited about being a male cheerleader for Colgate or Houston than he wasn't as excited talking about courtside Knicks tickets, but put him in a male cheerleader costume for the Houston Cougars. He's like, this is sports. This is the pinnacle.
I think I want to go back in time and be a mascot at a major Big Ten football school or something like that. Is
maybe
I could
we
be a
still
player.
Make this happen for
I know
you
Harry,
again.
I know Harry Dog. Harry Dog, who's the mascot for Georgia. The Georgia Bulldogs. Well, he's not anymore because he's my age. But, like, he was the mascot when I met him, and he was there for 4 years. He told me the whole process.
Yeah.
It's intense to get paid. Yeah. But
for
it's super fun.
When you were talking about Perloff was more excited to be a Houston Cougars cheerleader, male cheerleader, than he was to sit courtside. I thought that was going with Perloff that wanted to join the Knicks dance team. I was like, where is this going?
Knicks City Dancers? No, I wouldn't go that far.
I would stand out on that dance team. I could see them all turning left and me slowly turning right.
They're basically Rockettes.
I did root for the Knicks because the owner was sitting right next to us, too.
Coward.
I was told, do not root for the Sixers loudly. So I joined in. I mean, Sixers won. But no, I think I would love to lose a bet where I had to be a cheerleader or a mascot. That would be sick.
You know how this backfires on you?
Yeah.
The St. Joe's.
The guy who has to flap his arms?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's got to be torture. So it's St. Joe's, right? St. Joe's.
The Hawks.
Because it's the Saint Temple Joseph's. Owls. I couldn't remember. The St. Joe's Hawks. The mascot has to be flapping their wings at all times.
At least one.
And that's how they kind of get around it. You'll see the guy like in the end of the third quarter, just like putting up, or late in the second half, putting up one wing because he's just dying.
I don't think it's always a guy, too. It's often, I think, a co-ed.
Right?
And you get a scholarship if you win whatever competition leads you to be the Hawk.
Give them an NIL deal.
You get a scholarship because you're putting in work. And imagine free throws at the end of the game. You're just dying. Mm-hmm. You know how college basketball can get insufferable at the end of a game or the end of a half when teams are just intentionally fouling.
It's also St. Joseph's, and you watch their basketball team. Yeah, watch them alone is torture. It's alone.
I wasn't going to go there, EJ.
But
do you guys remember that This Is SportsCenter ad, those really funny ads where for some reason David Ortiz put on a Yankee hat or something, and there was a big Red Sox ad right outside there.
Shaking
his head or something.
Yeah. I dressed up like him.
Yeah. I have dressed up as Gritty before, the Flyers mascot.
That's awesome.
I couldn't be on skates, but... Yeah, if we could get me in a college mascot, I'm down with that. Would you do that, Beck?
No.
Really? Why? I feel like that is a cool thing. I know I'm making
so
fun of Pearl.
So sweaty and gross in there.
Yeah,
yuck.
The breathing
it
I'm a little worried
like
about.
It smells like a gym sock in those mascot uniforms. No, thank you.
What if we got you your brand new St. Joe Hawk costume for when you lose that bet and you have to do it?
It's probably like $5,000 in one of those costumes, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
No, it smells like walking in. It'd be like putting on someone's dirty, day-old, like, gym shorts. No shot.
I'm looking at Brutus, the Ohio State guy. He only has to wear red sweatpants and a sweater and just a medium-sized head. So you could be that. It's not that
bad. I'm not putting my head into that disgusting sweat vacuum. Blech.
Well, at least Brutus is a real mascot. I don't think that mascots who don't actually wear a costume, wear like some kind of gear, like the Notre Dame guy, that you're not a mascot.
Oh,
like, Notre Dame guy, the USC Trojan. Like, get those guys out of here, okay?
What about the Florida State dude?
The guy on the horse?
On the horse.
Well, there's a lot
he's got a spear. I would be nice to him.
But at least he's on a horse and he's doing something. Yeah. Like, I can maybe give him a little grace. I'm not crazy about the imagery of that. But, like, no, the Fighting Irish, Trojans, those guys, those are not real mascots. Get lost.
I've got a question quickly about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish mascot, and then we'll get back to the headlines.
Yes, he's drunk.
I know. I was like, does that guy get chicks?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Because he's kind of a celebrity on campus. If there's only one, there might be multiples. But I'm like, are girls like you know, walk of shame next day or stride of pride, whatever you want to say.
Yeah,
it's like, who'd you go home with last night?
I don't think he
like,
does.
Lucky.
I went home with him. Or like,
you walk in and there's your roommate had a good night and there's a frumpled green outfit on the floor. Like, wait, you did not go home with that dude.
You pick up the clothes. You're like, was there a child here?
The mascot that slays is clearly the USC Trojans guy. The dude's got a sword. Are you kidding me?
I was going to say Otto the Orange.
but he's got a sword, but he's not a real mascot. He's just in a costume. He's cosplaying.
That guy's doing a lot better than the Notre Dame guy. I mean,
I don't know.
Leprechauns are not sexy.
People love celebrity. Anyway, Bogus, back to you. Can we put that as a poll? Is the Notre Dame mascot getting chicks? At Maggie Pearl.
Still in college basketball, a year one for Ed Cooley at Georgetown did not go well. It came to a merciful end last night at the hands of his former school, Providence, on opening day at the Big East tourney. Cooley and the Hoyas losing 74-56 to finish at 9-23.
It wasn't a good year. And I think all these losses I take, I got to do a better job as a leader, and I'll continue to get better. But I thought the struggles this year helped me become a much better coach. Help me become a better listener, more attention to detail. It's obvious we have to add a lot more talent.
Specifically free throw shooters, the Hoyas went 4-for-19 from the stripe last night.
Good job,
4-for-19.
From the free throw line.
From the free throw line.
How do you do that?
Were they being covered at the free throw line? How did this happen?
Were they point shaving?
Not on the court?
If they're
I like that theory.
No, that would be, you can't go 4-for-19 if you're shaving points.
Too obvious?
Yes. What's your line? If you're going to cheat, you can't.
Get 100 on the test. By the way, what happened to Georgetown? What happened to this team? I used to know every Georgetown player for years and years and years, and I couldn't name a player on this team in it.
Sadly, the Patrick Ewing era just sank the program.
Yeah.
I think Ed Cooley, John Thompson, the end of John Thompson wasn't great either, but I think Cooley will turn this thing around. He's a very good coach.
Mac McClung's the last player I can name. When was he there?
That was, I think, Ewing's like second year. That was a long time ago at this point.
Yeah.
And you only know him like retroactively?
I actually, didn't he transfer to Georgetown or from Georgetown? I remember
transferred
him a little bit.
From Georgetown, I want to say. He was at Texas Tech at one point, and then at one point he was at Georgetown.
And Otto Porter was their big star.
Yeah.
And he's still in the NBA, but still.
No, he's retired this week.
He just retired.
Oh, that's why I knew his name. But Georgetown is really, talk about it, fall from grace. When I was a kid, that was the program. Sad.
They were 20-point underdogs this weekend at St. John's in their last regular season.
And they caught somehow. Yes. Thanks, St. John's.
Somehow listening more deeply to your players, I don't think it's going to fix this. Also, Ed Cooley's been coaching for years. Well, you can always reinvent yourself. Anyway.
And was the air quotes victim of maybe the best chance this year, because his exit from Providence was not loved. And the kids, when they went back there, chanted, "Where's your mistress?" at him in the game, because that was one of the storylines of the exit.
Yes.
And didn't in the press conference, he was like, "You guys should be thanking me"?
Yes.
I think he said something like that.
Yes.
Didn't exactly exit gracefully.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Some NBA scores real quick. The Nuggets, 188 winners in Miami, taking a half-game lead on OKC atop the Western Conference. Cleveland won in New Orleans, 116-95. The Tennessee Titans, for some reason, gave $50 million guaranteed dollars to wideout Calvin Ridley. The Chargers cutting wideout Mike Williams and his $20 million cap hit to get cap compliant, and the Padres trading for White Sox righty Dylan Cease. Guys, back to you.
Bogus, thank you so much. Coming up, do we have an update on the future of one major, major wide receiver? Is he going to be staying with his team, or is he going to be traded? We'll get to that next. Maggie and Perloff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
CBS Sports Radio. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So while Kirk Cousins is in Atlanta, Perloff, meeting the media and doing his introductory press conference, we got this about his former team, the Minnesota Vikings, from our pal Diana Rossini from yesterday, saying the Vikings came close to extending wide receiver Justin Jefferson last offseason. And at the combine, the Vikings general manager aggressively rejected the idea of trading Justin Jefferson. Kirk Cousins' departure hasn't changed things. The Vikings have no plans to trade Justin Jefferson. But the question is, okay, you want to get a deal done with Justin Jefferson or you have no plans to trade him. Who's playing quarterback for your team this year? Is it going to be Sam Darnold? Is it going to be a draft pick? Because you're picking 11. So yep. It's not like you have this slam dunk, you know, you're sitting there at 2 or 3 and you know you're going to get one of the top guys. So is Justin Jefferson, who's on a Hall of Fame track, want to stick around for, you know, a developing quarterback or Sam Darnold? And I know that once you go to Kyle Shanahan, you get like the magic pixie dust on you. I do not believe that Sam Darnold is going to be effective with Justin Jefferson. He just has not shown enough, Sam Darnold, throughout his career that he can be a really effective quarterback. I'm sorry.
I think there are 31 other teams Justin Jefferson would rather play for right now. I mean, I think he's having his friends go on Twitter and saying, trade me. Did you see the report? Tyler Eifert, the former tight end, said that the Cincy trade is already happening. And people are saying that, you know, they're going to bring Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson. He doesn't, obviously he doesn't want to be there. This is a mess. There's no way he's going to put up those kind of numbers with either a rookie. I think it's going to be a rookie. I think Sam Darnold might play 5 games, 6 games, 7 sure. games. It's going to be a bridge. This is a mess. I don't know where the Vikings signed a lot of guys too.
Yeah, I don't see the upside. I just don't know who's throwing. Well, you have Justin Jefferson right now. Like, this is the time, and I think you don't think
it's a mess. You don't think this team is going to be in 6-7 win team with no future?
I'm not so sure about that. It depends on who's playing quarterback. It's the biggest question. It's the only question that really matters.
I'm actually wondering, does Kevin O'Connell get out of this season alive? Because I think they're. Are they going to give him, he's what, in his third year now?
Yeah.
Does he get a full rebuild with a rookie quarterback who's not one of the top three quarterbacks unless they can trade into the top three?
No, I think they like him with a rookie quarterback because he's a quarterback.
But
guy.
it's the fourth quarterback in the first round.
Got it. Yeah.
Or fifth. I think that's really dicey. And they're not really, are they loaded in any real sense? I just think they're stuck. Either the high end is 500 for the team. I do not see them as an elite team.
Well,
look at the Lions, the Packers, and the Bears in that division are moving right up above them.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Bears are going to be with a rookie quarterback, so let's see. But yes, the Lions and the Packers look like they're ready to ascend and, you know, take center stage here in the NFL. But, you know, I like Brian Flores as a defensive coordinator.
He's
you get
great.
To keep
I
him.
I agree with that.
He runs this amoeba kind of. You're never really sure what's going to be happening. Yep. He confuses the hell out of everyone. And, again, who is going to be throwing passes to Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison? You have weapons here, right? You have T.J. Hockenson coming back off of ACL? I forgot what his injury was. But it's not like you're totally devoid.
And this is a team that has spent in the offseason. I mean, they got John Jim Grenard from Houston. They got Andrew Van Ginkel from Miami. They signed Aaron Jones. So, I mean, I don't know if I see this massive fall off from them as long as they can figure out a quarterback that is somewhat competent.
Well, I mean, they were 7-10 last year with half a season of Kirk Cousins. where I don't see the upside. Unless they hit it. That's a big risk. Say it's Bo Nix or who's it going to be? J.J. McCarthy.
No, I get it.
They trade up. This feels like a really tough spot to coach into me.
Okay.
And a tough spot because you know Justin Jefferson's going to want out.
See, this is the part of it that kind of stinks, and we all saw this. But if I'm a Vikings fan, this is what kind of stinks to me. You had Kirk Cousins yesterday, and we'll play some sound for you later, but it sounds like Kirk. He said that it felt like with the Vikings, it was always year to year. He never right. felt like they were making the commitment to him, right? And we saw that, and we saw the contracts, and you got a new GM there, and he wasn't gaga over Kirk Cousins. If you know you're going year to year with a guy like that, now to be desperate for a quarterback. This is what I loathe about when teams do this kind of thing. You knew you're getting rid of them. You're picking 11th in the draft. I want to make sure I'm just double checking that's where they are. Yeah, 11. 11. Oh, okay. 12 is Denver.
You're right.
Like, you knew this day was coming. And now, the day you needed a quarterback, the day that you were going to have to move on from Cousins, you knew this day was coming. Yeah. And you have no obvious way to fix it.
Well, draft.
Okay, but again, yeah. you said you're yeah, picking third or fourth, but you have your fourth option if it goes 1, 2, 3 quarterback.
That's why I think they're really going to need to have a lot of faith in Kevin O'Connell to keep him around for this. Because if I look at teams that need a fresh rebuild, and that means getting back to your original point, yeah, I would consider trading Justin Jefferson because there's nothing worse than an unhappy receiver.
But if you're a third or fourth quarterback, aren't you salivating going to Minnesota? You get to play in a dome. You get to play with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. If there's any place to succeed as a third or fourth quarterback in the draft, it is this place.
No, it'd be good for them. I just don't know if Justin Jefferson feels the same way about catching passes from a rookie. 855-212-4CBS. You're welcome to weigh in. Coming up, yes, the big reveal from Kirk Cousins' press conference yesterday. Got it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.